All right, welcome everybody. It's April 9th. I'd like to give you all an update on the tribe and most of the work that's been happening. One of the big things we talked about during the last update was youth activities and getting more scheduled out. Positive activities for our youth. We had heard that from some of the high school students a couple of weeks ago. So there was a second follow-up meeting today on scheduling. Pretty well attended by tribal departments. And right now, what I can confirm is that this weekend, April 11th and 12th, there's going to be a basket weavers gathering at the Hoopa Elementary cafeteria. April 24th, there's going to be Autism Acceptance and Earth Day celebration hosted by Hoopa Tribal Education, HCOTEP, and the Department of Developmental Services. That'll be, I believe, at the CR building. There is a flyer on that. Also, there's a College of the Redwoods is coming up working with Tribal Education and HCOTEP as well as TANF on a soccer camp on April 25th and 26th at Hoopa High School. The Tribal Enrollment Department is hosting an MMIP walk from the Tribal Office to downtown Hoopa on May 8th. So you don't want to miss that. Encourage everybody to participate. We're also looking at a youth hike day into Mill Creek Lake on May 16th. May 19th and 20th, we're looking at after-school cultural arts workshops at the Youth Center. We're also looking at bringing back the Coyote Run on June 6th. And there's all sorts of events that we have planned. Keep an eye out for the schedule. We're hoping to get that released soon. Everything from wrestling camps to day trips to Fish Lake for youth. A grand opening for Pookie's Park. Appreciate Tribal TANF had donated, I think, $33,000 for this year's Safe and Sober on June 12th and 13th celebration for high school kids. Career shadowing opportunities, a high school forestry class by CR. We're looking at a cheerleading camp, softball, baseball, basketball coming up. Of course, Acorn and Warrior camps are the week of July 13th and July 27th, respectively. We're also looking at music lessons for local youth. So it was a good meeting, and I think we have good people that are going to be working to execute some of these opportunities. Councilman Montgomery is working on bringing in at least one Native motivational speaker, possibly more. So there are some good things in the works for the youth. Lots of other ideas as well that need more time for development. Some of them are just a matter of finding a good date. I know some of the folks that showed up today expressed interest in a traditional Redwood canoe paddling camp for kids. So that sounds like it has a good opportunity, a good potential to actually happen. It's just a matter of getting the right people, confirmed with dates that work for them. So there are some good things happening for our youth, probably some other things out there that didn't quite make the list. But, we've had spring break activities going on at the NF this week and a few other places as well. We're pretty thankful for all the hard work that goes into that from our departments and partners. Also wanted to just let everyone know that earlier this week, I was able to meet with the superintendent, Jacqueline McCullough, alongside our education director, Annalise Colgrove, and our executive director, Juliette Maestas. And we have a follow-up meeting coming up this next week with the principals. And it's all about, making space for Hoopa tribal staff to be in the schools, working directly with our kids. Superintendent's very supportive. I believe that the principals are as well. So hopefully after our follow-up meeting this next Tuesday, we'll have, a specific time and space solidified for tribal staff at schools. So that's positive. We're also making progress with the new nonprofit. The next step is going to be the development of some written goals and mission statements. We're going to do a survey of the youth, give them three options for mission statement, plus a fourth option that they provide their own mission statements, and getting to a point of voting on that. I believe the board will be going to the council for guidance on the overall vision or some of the goal setting for the youth nonprofit. When the council established that initiative during the budget process, I believe one of our major intents was just to have a division within the tribe that is focused on fundraising for youth activities. But I think there will be other goals that go along with that. We know that the youth would like their own new youth center type of venue. So that's going to be some discussion as far as what the nonprofit's role will be in that within that goal. Also wanted to share that the forest manager, Clarence Hostler, and I recently had a interview with some of the folks from the state of California's Natural Resources Department and the specifically the Tribal Nature-Based Solutions Program. They're working closely with the University of California, Berkeley. And it has to do with the 10,000 acres of land that the tribe had gotten back in our ancestral territory to the west of the reservation. We feel that it's important to engage with those folks and provide information. There's more funding opportunities coming up through the state of California that we feel could benefit the tribe. And so by maintaining strong connections with these funding sources and really long-term partners, if you will, it'll be a benefit to the tribe in the long run. So that's something that, myself and our director at Tribal Forestry has been working on. There is a meeting this Monday with Governor Newsom. He's holding his annual Tribal Leaders Conference in Sacramento. So I'll be there. Vice Chairman Haley may be there. And Mike Orkett, our fisheries director, is going to be down there as well. And Mike's been working on getting some extra meetings with the new Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife Director for the state of California. So we're hoping to have some other meetings while they're in Sacramento on Monday. Also wanted to share that we have been making progress with regards to getting more cultural burning done. We've had some pre-work done as far as the brushing and being able to access those areas. And we've actually had a little bit of burning that's happened down at Hazel Camp there near Deerhorn. But the council also recently approved a motion that supported additional cultural burning. So we'll be following up with Tribal Forestry and our TIPO to kind of solidify what areas are going to be burned this year, how much acreage, all those sorts of things. So there's some good progress being made on that. I do want to thank all the basket weavers and various cultural practitioner folks who showed up to the meeting on April 27th at Forestry to voice their concerns on this area. They're really, creating movement by their efforts. So that was a positive. Also wanted to share that last Monday of the previous week, I had taken a trip with Denodo CEO out to Siskiyou County to Etna and Fort Jones, and we toured a very large tree planting farm nursery that they have up there. And this is an operation that produces 20 million trees per year. Huge operation. It is for sale. you know, we're looking at, you know, gathering more information for the council to see if it might be worth it to actually purchase that facility. There are some pros and cons with that, so we'll probably share more with the membership as we get further along in the process. Really, really neat operation that they have there, though. They mix all their own dirt, several different species of Doug fir and just tons of different tree species, and each one is grown a little differently. And you know, I feel if nothing else, it'll be a great workforce opportunity for our young people to learn more about growing and various business practices that go on there. So we'll keep you updated as we move along in that process. Also wanted to let everyone know that you know, Kamau Medical Center had been working with Tribal HR to create leadership development training, and it's been a series that's been going on for over a year now. They closed out their had their last leadership development training back on March 31st. I wasn't able to attend, but I wanted to thank everybody that made that effort happen. I think the more training opportunities we can create for our managers and for our employees and other folks, you know, I think that's really going to serve us well in the long run. We're hoping to continue providing training for folks. But it was a good collaborative effort between Tribal HR and Kamau Medical Center. So we're thankful for that. Also wanted to share that the Tribal Council is working on a probate code. One of the things that we see happens around here a lot in our reservation is, you know, either because people pass away unexpectedly, or, you know, a lot of our elders don't believe in planning for their passing. You know, people will pass away without a will, without a designation of assignment, and it creates a lot of problems. And so being able to have our own probate code will hopefully speed up some of those processes. There is a draft that was put together by the Office of Tribal Attorney. The council is still reviewing that. We're being told, you know, normal process to approve such a document could take as long as a year. And apparently right now the BIA handles those. It takes them anywhere from 10 to 20 years to get a probate done, which is a real strain on our families around here. So being able to have our own code, which does have to be approved by the Department of Interior, is something we feel will benefit us. So encourage everybody, you know, as we get closer to actually maybe putting something into LPA, to keep an eye on that process and provide input. Also encourage folks, you know, if you're an elder or you have elders in your family, try to get that stuff taken care of. You know, I know that it's not in our practices historically, but you know, it does benefit our families and those who are the heirs and survivors of you know, those who pass away. So that's another issue that we have been working on as a tribe. Like to again congratulate Sumeta Nursery. I'm not sure I might have mentioned it in my last post, but they recently received a $250,000 grant to kind of increase their capacity and keep a good workforce going there at Sumeta. You know, so that was a good effort. They were able to bring in some funding there. We're also working with the Bureau of Reclamation, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, and the Yurok Tribe on the 50,000 acre feet Proviso 2 water. We have meetings coming up, one on April 21st in Reading, being hosted by the Bureau of Reclamation, and then on the 27th out in Eureka with the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors and some of their staff. So that's still a process that we're pushing hard on as a tribe. Particularly Tribal Fisheries Department has been putting a lot of work into that. Mike Orchid and Councilman Marshall are up in Portland today working on some stuff. So that's another area that's, you know, definitely been, you know, been utilizing our time and resources to try to address that important area. At the last council meeting, the council approved $200,000 being accepted in BIA DECRAMS fund money. And this is money that the tribal TEPA, Tribal Environmental Protection Agency, had gone out and gotten. This will go towards community cleanups and what have you. That's an additional, that's in addition to the $300,000 that they recently received through the California Clean California grant. I believe that was through Caltrans. And so wanted to thank them as well for being proactive and going after funding to help clean up the valley a little bit. That's good, positive news. There is some negative news to share is that somebody had gotten into Pookie's Park, the new park today, and tore up some of the grass. You know, it's really unfortunate to see that somebody would do something like that. You know, we got to be more protective of our assets, of the nice things in our community, and value what we have more. And so there is a police report that's been filed on that. If anybody has any information, please let tribal police or the county sheriff's office know. We'd like to, you know, bring whoever that was to justice, and so that people will know that, you know, that type of behavior is not tolerated or supported in any way in our community. So please be aware of that. Also wanted to give an update on the motel. So J.W. Mooney from Plant Management's working very hard to try to get that thing open by the 17th of April, which is the first night of the All Indian Tournament. So that's still the goal. We do have teams coming in for the All Indian Basketball Tournament. I'm not sure what annual year it is. It's probably at least 65th by now, I'm guessing. Again, we're thankful for the extra work JW is putting in all the mattresses and, getting all the bedding together and even the ice buckets and all those sorts of things. So, that's another area that's, progress is being made. We also, at the last council meeting, approved an interdepartmental agreement between Hoopa Valley Public Utilities District and HFI. So through the grant money that PUD has been able to acquire, they are hiring HFI to the tune of $548,000 to do project work on roads and what have you, on some of the infrastructure they're putting in out in the hills. I think it's down in the Deerhorn area, but that's a positive thing to see. Thank PUD for all their hard work and bringing in money. And not only is it creating jobs for local people, but it's also supporting tribal businesses. So that's just something else that's positive. We also had accepted the funds. Tribal court had gone out and gotten $1 million from the Office of Justice Services for Wellness Court, plus $75,000 in BIA end of year funding to cover costs for a judge pro tem, and $206,000 from Cal OES for the Tribal Court Advocate Program. So appreciate Tribal Court putting in work to bring funding in as well. We had also approved a resolution authorizing the formation of the Hoopa Tribal Youth Council. So tribal education is making progress on developing the youth council. I think they're getting close to having the youth actually approve bylaws. Keep an eye out for their announcements that are going to the school. We'd like to get as much participation as possible from the youth on that. And they have been having meetings over at the school. We just asked them today to make sure that Captain John is being involved as well, and hopefully we'll start to engage the junior high school as well. But right now it's mainly focused at Hoopaw High School, with the goal to expand and get Captain John and Hoopaw L involved. So, you know, that's some good positive progress that we've seen as well. Also wanted to share that there are some amendments that have been proposed and approved for LPA to the Title V exclusion ordinance. Be sure to try to get a copy of that through the LPA process. There will be a hearing coming up on that. So there are changes to the exclusion ordinance that are forthcoming. Finally, also wanted to mention that, you know, the bids have been received for this year's timber sales. We're going to be meeting with HFI and forestry to look those over this coming week. We also had a meeting this past week with the planning department and established some goals, particularly around funding and which funding opportunities to pursue. So hopefully we'll start to see, you know, more benefits as far as, you know, what grants we actually apply for, making sure we're prioritizing grants that align with our goals, and also not going after grants that are more expensive to administer than you know, the overall benefit. So we should have a spreadsheet ready for review within the next week or two of all the different opportunities and monthly updates with the council. And I just want to remind people that the working meetings that you see on the council's weekly schedule, they are open to tribal members either in person or through Zoom unless otherwise noted. Some of those meetings do have sensitive information, whether that be personnel issues or what have you. I'm thinking the timber sales meeting will have proprietary information in there that can't necessarily be shared publicly. As far, you know, when you start talking about bids and some of the competing mills out there, it's not too good to share all the numbers right away. So that may be one, but a lot of these other working meetings that you see on the schedule, tribal members are welcome to come and attend those meetings or log in via Zoom and, you know, listen and potentially share input as time permits when the time comes. So there, you know, we have a lot of meetings every week. This past week, we also met actually yesterday with Linnea Jackson and her team from the Shots Energy Center out at Cal Poly Humboldt, and some of the other partners she's working with to develop a microgrid. They're also looking at some hydroelectric energy projects up in Supply Creek. They're working closely with tribal fisheries to make sure that's not something that's going to harm our fishery in any way. But, you know, definitely I think more public information will be coming out with that within the next couple of months. It is a you know, multi-year project. It is something that would give our community a lot more resiliency as far as less power outages, cleaner energy, and a revenue source for the tribe. I'm hoping that, you know, there's things we can do to reduce the cost to the energy user, to all the customers of PG&E. Right now, it doesn't sound like it would do that. It's the benefits of this project are more like having that backup energy power in case there are power outages, and also a revenue source for the tribe. But hopefully somehow, you know, we can expand that and maybe leverage some of that revenue to reduce the cost of your monthly electric bill. So you know, these are big projects, and it's a lot of money. A lot of it is grant money. There's at least $15.7 million coming down, I'm told, for this project soon. So that's something that, you know, tribal members should be aware of. Also, want to mention that yesterday, there was a meeting with the opioid task force. So they have monthly meetings still. That's led by Kamal Behavioral Health. They also have monthly evening outreach meetings here at the tribal office. They provide dinner, and those meetings have not been very well attended. I would keep an eye out for their flyers, and I encourage people to participate. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done as far as addressing substance abuse and addiction in our communities. And so hopefully we can start to pick up the momentum there. I know that Boyd and his crew have been going into the schools and providing education to local youth on the dangers of substance abuse. You know, there's good things that are happening. They're providing Narcan to all the tribal departments and training and what have you. But it would be nice to see more community involvement with those meetings. So keep an eye out on those. The last thing I'll share is that tomorrow there is a Fish and Water Commission meeting up in Klamath. So the Fish and Water Commission, it's a tribal fish and water commission. It's made up of Hoopaw, Yurok, Karuk, and the Klamath tribes. And we have quarterly meetings. It's all to make sure that the tribes are working together and having good communication on fisheries projects, water projects. I know one of the major topics that's been discussed by this commission is you know, the changes in the upper Klamath Basin with new fish coming into the upper systems that haven't been there in over 100 years. And, you know, the tribes wanting to reintroduce spring salmon because there currently isn't a spring run on the upper Klamath, not much of one at least. So, you know, there are some concerns around that as far as the species of fish that may be used to help introduce that. Right now we're looking at using Trinity hatchery fish. You know, another alternative was using fish from the Rogue River, which I believe has been decided against due to dangers with mixing genetics from different river systems. And so it is something that the tribe does is work with our neighboring tribes on fisheries projects and keeping the communication alive and making sure that we're working together the best we can and trying to iron out or address any conflicts that may exist. That's all I have for today in the way of recent work updates. At this time, I'll open it up for any questions by tribal members.
I don't see any questions. I don't see what Jess Mueller said to thank Stephen State for the Asian grant to Vesper for the leadership initiative and then him commending Stephen State.
All right. A couple people that wanted to thank Stephen Stake, the former CEO, for writing the grant to Vesper that allowed for the leadership training. That's appreciated. Hopefully we can keep that going, you know, get some more funding for more leadership training. All right. Well, if there's no questions, we can go ahead and close out the meeting. Wish everybody a good weekend. I will remind you all that I will plan to be here every second and fourth Thursday of each month at 4:00. People are also welcome to come here to the tribal office and listen into these updates and ask questions if they would like, or feel free to, enter your questions in here on Facebook. You know, hope to continue to improve our communications as we go along. We are planning for another general meeting, probably after the general election. think that we had looked at July or mid-July. I'll have to get back to you with the date on that, but there will be another general meeting coming up. All right, have a great weekend, everybody.